The 2020 election is 2 years past, but now moves that happened a month after the election by Republican voters in Nevada and in other states has led to a federal investigation. And it's a little complicated, so bear with me here. After the election, electors from each state certified who won in that state. In Nevada, it was Joe Biden. So six electors with election officials and members of the state Supreme Court met on Zoom and cast their electoral votes for Biden. But at the same time, conservative voters who were not official electors but called themselves that gathered in Carson City and cast their votes for Donald Trump. The votes really meant nothing, or they were supposed to mean nothing. But the group sent those votes to Congress and the National Archives. Now there's a federal investigation into that, and there are questions about whether it was a criminal act and whether Nevada's Attorney General will investigate. To help us better understand all of it, we're joined now by KNPR's Paul Boger, who covers state government and Northern Nevada for us. Paul, welcome back.
Thanks, Joe.
Paul, before we get into this, I'm going to play a few clips from December 2020, and one is from Jim DeGraffenried. He's the past chair of the Douglas County GOP. He was also one of the fake electors. And then I'm going to play a clip from the Nevada Secretary of State, Barbara Sagavsky, as she certified the real electoral votes. First, here's Jim DeGraffenried.
Certificate reads that we, the undersigned, being the duly elected and qualified electors for President and Vice President of the United States of America from the state of Nevada, do hereby certify the following. We convene and organize at the state capitol in Carson City, Nevada, on the 14th day of December 2020 to perform the duties enjoined upon us, that being so assembled and duly organized, we proceeded to vote by ballot, balloted first for President and then for Vice President. Name of the person voted for is Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida. He received six votes. And we will sign this certificate that will go to the Senate and also to the Archivist of the United States.
And again, that was the former head of the Republican Party of Douglas County. And now this is how the official vote sounded with Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagavsky.
We will now proceed with the casting of the ballots for President and Vice President of the United States.
Madam Secretary, we have six votes for Joseph R. Biden for president and six votes for Kamala D. Harris for vice president.
Thank you. Electors, please sign seven copies of the original certificates of vote. The certificate of vote is the official record of your vote here today and will be provided to the President of the United States Senate and the U.S. Archives, this Chief Justice of the Federal District Court, Nevada, and my office.
Now, Paul Boger, again, our producer in Northern Nevada. This happened more than a year ago, but just a month after the 2020 election. These fake votes for Donald Trump really went nowhere. Joe Biden is the president. Why is it coming back now, though?
You know, it's really interesting because I was actually, when this happened, it barely made headlines here in the state.
Yeah.
I was actually watching online and decided not to cover it because I didn't want to lend any legitimacy to these proceedings. And it was widely considered at that time to be a political stunt, you know, part of this last ditch effort by the Trump campaign to sway or overturn the results of the election. Now, this has become renewed. We've gotten this renewed interest because of the inquiries from the House of Representatives investigation into the lead up to the January 6th insurrection and the pressure campaign that was aimed at overturning former President Donald Trump's electoral defeat. And see, these electors, these fake electors, this was all part of an integral piece of this now infamous plan to give former Vice President Mike Pence the authority to throw out the official electoral votes from the hotly contested states in favor of votes for Donald Trump. You know, Pence ultimately decided to fulfill his constitutional duties as written, presiding over the Senate as they tallied the actual results. But it's at this point where those electors slip into the purview of the House investigators, because that was January 6th, right? That, you know, as we know, these events are now linked, and the investigators want to know who knew what when. You know, was the president or any of his proxies investigated or involved? And they want to know these things.
Nevada isn't the only state where the election was close, and it's not the only state where a similar stunt took place. Also, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, actually six other states, and these are places where the Trump campaign felt they had a shot to overturn the results. So was it a coordinated effort?
At this point, it seems to be exactly that. So there were seven states that had these alternate electors. And nearly, what's interesting is nearly all of the language used in the various forms submitted by these fake electors had nearly identical language. And that's because it seems to have been coordinated by Trump allies like Rudy Giuliani, who were behind the effort. One of the fake electors, the head of the Republican Party in Michigan, recently came out and said, you know, they essentially had conference calls with Rudy Giuliani and Trump campaign officials to coordinate these efforts, to figure out exactly how they were going to hold these votes, when, where. My understanding, according to the reporting, is that they actually even helped them secure locations on where to have these votes. So at this point, it does seem to be coordinated, according to the reporting.
After this fake electoral certification, the head of Nevada's GOP, Michael McDonald, also came out with a statement, and this was him in Carson City in December of 2020.
Thank all of you for doing this. The fight continues. We have a lot further to go. Make sure we don't have Nevada's ballots and voting rights stolen as they were in this election. We have a lot further way to go. We're in it for the long haul. I think you know for a fact our president and vice president feel the same way. This cannot take place in America. This is something we're not going to bury. Regardless of where we move from this day forward, we can never let this happen again in Nevada. This is about not Republicans. This is not about Democrats. This is not about independents. This is about Nevadans. I was born and raised here. I love this state. I would die for this state. It's disgusting what has taken place. It's going to take all of us in a long, long haul to make sure this never happens again.
Now, just to be clear, what happened in this state has been certified, and where these objections have been raised in many, many other states have all been proven to be wrong in dozens of court cases and dozens of courtrooms around this country. But what does the Nevada Republican Party, Paul Boger, now have to say about all this? Do they have a response?
You know, we being KEMPR and many other outlets at this point have reached out for comment to the party, but haven't received anything back. I will note, on the day, on that December 14th, 2020, on that day, the Nevada GOP tweeted out the following, quote, "Our brave electors standing up for what is right and casting their electoral votes," showing a picture of these fake electors, and then going on to say, "We believe in fair elections and will continue to fight against voter fraud in the Silver State." At this point, they haven't deleted that tweet. They haven't retracted that tweet. They haven't gotten haven't taken any steps to clarify those comments. So it seems that at this point, at least tacitly, they are standing by what happened on December 14th. But again, you know, you mentioned that, you know, these claims of voter fraud are just completely erroneous. As a matter of fact, the Secretary of State here in Nevada in April released a 13-page report directly responding to Republicans' allegations of voter fraud. And it's, again, important to note that only one case of voter fraud has been found in Nevada at this point, and that was a man who claimed someone voted for his dead wife when, in fact, he was the one that voted.
And I want to turn some of these questions over to Professor Francis Carlton, who teaches American government with an expertise in state and federal politics at the College of Southern Nevada. Professor, welcome to State of Nevada.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us, Professor. We have seen in the past political parties and candidates go to great lengths to challenge the results of an election. But in your experience or what you know, have you ever seen an attempt like this?
Not like this. I think the precedent that some Republicans have cited was, I believe, the 1960 election between Kennedy and Nixon, where the vote count in Hawaii initially favored Richard Nixon by about 100 votes. And when they did a recount, Kennedy prevailed by about 200 votes. And so technically there were two slates of electors, but only one was legitimate by the end of the recount. But that's not the same as what happened in 2020, of course.
You know, part of the reason we're talking today is because sort of the loss of faith by both major parties in the system, in politics, really. As discussed earlier, the Nevada GOP has remained quiet on this, but Michael McDonald did announce that this sort of alternative reality electoral vote in December 2020, Carson City, was actual. And in his presence was Jim Marchant, who's now running for Secretary of State. I'm sure people listening right now are shaking their heads and telling themselves, well, this is Nevada. But similar stunts happened in six other states. In your view, as a political science professor, do things like this help or hinder legitimate efforts by both major parties to elect more people to more or to get more people to the ballot box?
Oh, sure. So a couple of things there. I think, number one, this fake process definitely corrodes our democracy. It undermines our democratic norms. It undermines our democratic processes. So in that sense, I don't think this was just a PR stunt. I think it's a real problem, and it requires a real response. Now, that being said, does this sort of a move by the Nevada's GOP help motivate the base to participate in the upcoming 2022 midterms? I think it does.
You think so? How come?
Because this is what the base wants to hear, right? They've really bought into this alternative reality, and this is what's going to get them to the polls, right? Donald Trump recognized that in 2016, and he was nearly successful again in 2020. This motivates today's GOP base in America and in Nevada.
Other states also took part in stunts like this, this fake electoral, I'll just call it trickery. In Nevada, Attorney General Aaron Ford hasn't said if he's going to investigate or if he is already investigating. Do you think he should, and why?
I think there are plausible charges that could be brought. Now, I'm not a criminal law defense counsel at all, so I can't really speak to it in any technical detail. But I've heard that this could represent a form of interference with a federal election. It could represent a form of fraud on the people of Nevada. It could be some form of forgery and any number of criminal possibilities. Beyond that, I couldn't say too much.
And Paul Bolger, in our last 30 seconds, what about other states? Are prosecutors pressing charges there?
Well, it's been a bit of a mixed bag. So you've got states like Wisconsin, which are looking at ethics charges against those people who took part in the electoral fake electors. But there's actually been a problem there where one of the fake electors is actually on the Elections Commission. You've actually seen other states start to take looks at these fake electors. But at this point, there's been no criminal prosecution.
And that is Paul Bolger. He is our reporter, producer in Northern Nevada, and he covers the legislature here. Also with us has been Francis Carlton, a professor of political science at the College of Southern Nevada. Paul, Francis, thank you both so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.